sample speaking role play for pharmacists, schedule 8 medication. Hi, how can I help you this evening?
Hi, I've come here with a prescription, which I got from my GP.
So, is it the first time for you to come to this pharmacy?
Yes, that's right. I've just moved up here from Melbourne.
And is this prescription from your doctor in Melbourne?
Yes, that's right. It's for this back pain that I suffer from.
I see. Now, this prescription is for OxyContin, which is a Schedule 8 medication. Do you know what that means?
No, I don't.
Well, it means I have to contact your doctor to confirm that he wrote this prescription.
Oh, I can assure you he wrote it just last week before I left Melbourne.
Yes, I'm sure that's true, but by law, I must confirm the genuinity of the prescription.
Well, this will take time, as I don't think you can contact him until Monday, and I can't wait that long.
Well, I'd like to draw your attention to something very important. OxyContin is a Schedule 8 medication, which means that it has an addictive effect. So, I do not want you to become completely dependent on this medication. What we can do now is put you on Panadeine Fort until I receive the confirmation from your doctor, and I'm sure it will relieve your pain effectively.
Oh, but you don't understand. I get really, really severe back pain. That's why the doctor prescribed this medication. You see, I'm an invalid pensioner, and it's difficult for me to move about with this back pain. And I'm so sick of having this pain, and I want it controlled.
Look, I understand your situation, but I'm afraid I must contact your doctor first. That is the law, and these rules are set for both the pharmacist and the patient, and they need to be respected and not ignored. So, what we'll have to do is wait until we get a reply from your doctor. Until we get this reply, you'll need to use Panadeine Forte, as I said, and I recommend that you take 2 tablets 4 times daily, and I think this will be enough to control your pain.
Do you really think it will work?
Yes, well, it's not as potent as the OxyContin, but it will certainly relieve your pain quite significantly. And in the meantime, try to get some rest, and as soon as I hear from your doctor, I'll contact you.
Okay. Well, I hope it doesn't take too long.
No, I'm sure you'll hear from me on Monday. What's the easiest way to contact you?
Oh, you can call me on my mobile. My mobile number is 0345-674-345.
All right, great. Now, there are a couple more things that I'd like to explain about your medication.
Okay.
Your doctor's written a prescription for 30 tablets of OxyContin. If you purchase this quantity, you'll need to pay full price as it's outside the prescribed benefit scheme allowance. However, if he agrees to change the prescription to a quantity of 28 tablets, we can supply it at a lower price with the government subsidy.
Oh, I wonder why he did that.
I'm not sure, but I'll let him know when I contact him.
That would be great.
The other point is, OxyContin has been prescribed in a controlled release form, which means that it will not give you a concentrated amount at one time. And therefore, it's not used to control acute pain. It's actually designed for chronic pain and a longer-lasting effect. So, for that reason, I think Panadeine Forte will be quite effective.
Okay, thank you. I understand now. Now, what about my other medications? Can I get them?
Let me have a look. Ah, yes. Effexor, 150 mg tablets, and Nexium, 40 mg tablets. Yes, I can do that, as they're not Schedule 8 medication, and they do come under the PBS allowance. Please take a seat while I make that up for you.
Thank you.